The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord.
You excited it's your last week? Next week's your last week. I think this is the last regular daily Mass you'll be at, because next week you'll have your last Mass on Friday, right? And then you guys are out. You guys excited? You're getting ready to go on all your vacations and hopefully just binge watch YouTube or something for the next 3 months? Yeah, maybe, probably that's what you're going to do on your iPads. All right. So what are we celebrating today? Anyone know? If you paid attention to the readings, you might have an idea. Yeah. No. In church. No, I don't know. Eighth graders aren't important right now. So what are we celebrating today in church? Mary, but what about Mary? What did we just hear? So not that she's giving birth to Jesus. It's actually about some other thing. What are we doing? No. Her cousin, but yes, her cousin is gonna is pregnant, and so she goes to visit, and so we call this the visitation. Make sense? So there's these two ladies, Mary and Elizabeth. Both of them are pregnant. So just out of curiosity, by a show of hands, anyone here like know of anyone in their family or immediate circle of friends that is pregnant? Yeah, a number of us. Good. So one of the things, well, before I get into the how terrible society is, I want to ask you this. When somebody tells you, like maybe an aunt or a neighbor or someone tells you, or maybe you have an older sibling or a cousin, they tell you that they're pregnant, what's the proper response? Yes. Yes, something along those lines. But generally, like a positive congratulations, I'm happy for you, right? That's the normal human response. Most of society today does not give that response. Like, oh, you want kids? Are you sure you're ready for kids? They give these negative responses. They give this almost angry, like they're incredulous. They can't believe that you would have a child. That can't be the case for a Christian, for a follower of Christ, for a Catholic. Our response has to be like Mary's, has to be like Elizabeth's, has to be like even John the Baptist, who is in the womb of Elizabeth at that time, and even he leaps for joy as soon as he realizes that, oh, the Savior is here in Mary's womb. That's the kind of response we have to have at any news of new life. Even if we think, oh, you know, maybe you aren't ready. Doesn't matter. You never tell somebody that. That's not your business. Your business is to help provide for them, care for them, do what you can, just like Mary does in the gospel. Because what does Mary do as soon as she finds out her cousin Elizabeth is pregnant? Yeah, she goes all the way to her cousin Elizabeth. And do you know how far that is? It's about 100 miles. They don't have cars. They don't have planes. They don't have, like, anything. They got maybe horses, if you're lucky, if you're wealthy enough. So she either had a horse or she walked the entire way. And for a pregnant woman, that's still a treacherous traveling thing. And so she's a good model for how we respond when somebody tells us they're with child. We are happy, we are joyful, we are excited. And if we're not, maybe we should look into ourselves and talk to God a little bit about, like, oh, why am I not happy for them? Why am I not excited at this new life, at this new person, this new human? This is just as much for the adults in the back as it is for the kids in the pews up here. How do we respond when our own children maybe tell us they're pregnant and they're not married or they're not, like, even in a relationship? It's an important thing that we look at. We're very serious. When the Catholic Church and everyone tells us, like, we are pro-life, then we are pro-life. One of the least pro-life things we can do is be angry and kick an unwed mother out the door. We can't do that. Jesus shows us throughout the Gospels that he ate with sinners. He dined with tax collectors, two, like, the most hated class of people in his time were the tax collectors. He still befriended them. He still got to know them. He still cared for them. It's on us to do the same. Pregnancy is difficult as it is. It is very difficult. And so our response needs to be Christian, needs to be charitable, needs to be loving. It's the only way to respond. Because love is the only response God has told us we can give. It's almost like a superhuman, supernatural response to be able to love someone even if we disagree, even if we dislike them. It's hard, but it's good. It's good work. And the more we do this, the better life becomes. The closer we draw to our Lord Jesus Christ, which is really what all this is about. God bless you.